Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Are you ready to come out to play? To passionately love and appreciate who you are? Join me, Mombasa Sophia, on the playground of life, the play experience, every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, where we always serve a raw, delicious smorgasbord of healing the mind, the heart, and the soul into this spectacular circle of life. Are you ready? See you on the playground. Be there or be square. The Play Experience, 7 p.m. each Thursday, here on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Change the world, there's nothing to
What effect do we really feel we can have on the chaos we see around us? Are our spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical bodies in alignment and up for this monumental challenge? Spiritually nurturing ourselves is imperative if we want to be effective in the process of bringing balance to this world. Taking good care of our spiritual selves means watching our spiritual intake on a moment-to-moment basis. Committing to communion with our source at least 3 times daily is a viable prescription to surviving long enough to assist in this shifting paradigm.
Down the street, Mary, 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 life for good. go to dream.
Rainy day study. Rainy day. Rainy, rainy.
Welcome to the Play Experience, right here on Life Conversations Radio. When I think about Life Conversations Radio, you see, I had a friend, a best friend, and we would sit on the phone and play. We would sit there for like 8 hours. He was in New York, I was in Atlanta, and it was nothing for us to be on the phone for 8 hours having life conversations all night long without getting sleepy, just all the way live. And one day, at the top of the morning, about 8 o'clock in the morning, it came that we should do life conversation forums. And we would have all different types of topics. I remember it clearly. That was in 1999, y'all. And here we are today on the playground of life on lifeconversationsradio.com. I'm so grateful, so ever, ever grateful that the Creator is so beautifully just and, what do you call it, very giving. Universal giving, yeah. Yes, that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about universal giving. When I think about it, well, I think about my wonderful friend Joyce Carillas, who you heard at the top, with his astounding version of pure imagination. I love, love, love the way he put that together. You can find him and his music on evzonemusic.com. That's E-V as in Victor, zonemusic.com. And that was followed by yours truly with a piece from my Soul Journey to Truth project. And that piece was called Working Within. After that, you heard Oh Ya Oh by Toby Foyer and his orchestra, and you can find them on tobyfoyer.com. So, yep, we're talking about universal giving, being a universal giver. What does that really mean? What can we really give? Two, three, four. What do we really have to give? Can we really give anything that's universal? What's that? What does that really mean? Well, I'm going to tell you what I'm feeling. I'm feeling that we can start with what we want. What we want. If we know what we want, we can start there. But then we would have to ask ourselves, how can we give what we want? You know, it's
probably seems a bit strange, and you might ask, how can we give it if we're wanting it? You know, it's like, that means we don't have it, right? If we want it, that obviously means that we don't have it. I'm knowing that somewhere in our consciousness, even if we don't physically possess something, it doesn't mean that we don't hold the experience of it. Just by imagining ourselves with it in the first place. I mean, right? We had to see ourselves with this thing and imagine, and we had to imagine, you know, and we had to sit ourselves into the feelings of contentment, of loving this thing, of having the joy and tings and tings and tings about it. It's our minds. The mind is really, really, really a terrible thing to waste. Because it's through this infamous mind that we have, that we create. So we create the experience of anything, anything that we want. We create the experience of anything we want, equating to this love, this contentment, this peace, this joy that we're looking for ultimately. You know, you see, because the things, those things that we want in our lives and for our lives, they're just a focal point. They're just a way that we decided we wanted to experience all of the divine attributes, those gifts from God, the Creator, the Source, the abundance of joy. These gifts from our Creator, the abundance of joy, the abundance of peace, love. Our birthright. This is our birthright. So, so there's nothing more. That is what we can share as a universal giver. Our birthright. We can share it. How? Let's play. I want to play today. I want to play with you today on this playground of life. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, who am I? I am Ombasa Sophera. And I am one with all truth, all beauty, all justice, and all love. And I just love being in love and love playing with you on this playground of life. So thanks again for returning to be with me. So let's play with this idea of being a universal giver. See, because I'm feeling like being a universal giver is to share with all who require sustenance. From your gifts, from my gifts, from our talents, from our love. Because when I think about value that we put on our lives today, I mean, when you think about the value on your life today, how would you rate your value to life? You know, we see people, I've had the experience of people transitioning 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4 within the last couple of weeks. And when you go to their services and you sit and you listen and you you then begin to hear what value they had, what value they had to life, to the ones who were quote unquote left here. When we think about being a universal giver, when we think about before we go to the other side, rating our own value, giving and receiving is one and the same. I know this. So when we think about our own value, when we think about how we equate value when someone else looks like they need us. That neediness that comes, that we feed off of, when someone else comes to us and really, 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 really needs us for something. That's where we see most of us, our value. When someone else comes to us. But what about being needy from yourself? What about the value that you can give to you? How about you being really hungry for your own energy? And seeing how valuable it really is in this lifetime. And see how that would come across and how it would look is how we share. How we truly share who we really are. Not just what someone else wants us to be. Because we're only as valuable as what we are willing to freely share of these love gifts that we have gotten from the Most High. You see, sharing without worry about exploitation, how we look, reciprocation, just sharing. Simply because we love ourselves enough to fully and completely and masterfully share these blessed God-given gifts from the Most High. Our breath, our life, our love. Now, you know, often people may come and ask us for something that we just don't have to give. We just don't have it in that moment. Because in giving that thing, it would move us out of love. It would move us out of alignment with who we are. In the Creator's light. In the Creator's love. But what happens is, out of fear, out of guilt, you know what I'm talking about, out of obligation, and other emotions, we comply with these requests of our friends, of our loved ones, or our bosses, or whomever, our clients. Instead of doing this, you see, we can begin to apply our gifts, and I mean everywhere and anywhere we can find to, we can begin to apply these blessed gifts. In order to bring a serious balance to those times, those necessary times, very necessary times for when you need to say no. I don't have the solution for you for that. I don't have the medicine for you for that. You know, and this brings it to really being okay. When you begin to apply the gifts, when we begin to apply the gifts, everywhere and anywhere we can find to win, it's feeding that love. When it's exalting and magnifying that love. Because when you go, let's just put it like this. It's really okay when you say no, because you're giving up, you're giving way for the person that's asking to get what they really need to come forth from where it is at the moment, where it really is, in the best case scenario, this or something greater moment in time. But only if that person, if that requester is open to that. We have to start keeping it real for ourselves. This time was true for you. What's true for you about the sharing and applying of your gifts? Are you a universal giver? Are you a universal lover? Just asking. Because in this moment, we get it. We get to make the necessary shifts to the left, shifts to the right, in order to get into that yellow brick road, that middle, that balance. And the road is always changing. I don't know if you've ever seen The Wizard of Oz or The Wiz. There's no straight yellow road, y'all. The road is constantly winding. What does that mean? It means that we get a chance to consistently, in this growth, the spurts of life, to move to the left and move to the right and do-si-do and twirl and drop kick and get back up. I'm going to have to move to the slide aside, Clyde, just to give a little break, you know, station identification. Yes, but we'll be right back on the other side. See you momentarily.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
You about work, 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 and no play? Adults have a tendency to stay busy and neglect their own health and well-being, while successful people take regular breaks, vacations, and time outs to play, rest, rejuvenate, and tap into their creative selves. Play and Heal is a unique opportunity for you to host a life-changing event in your very own living room. An event that is especially designed by you to facilitate the releasing of stress, balancing the mind, body, and spirit, not only for yourself, but of your friends and family too. Whether you create a soiree, a ladies' night, or couples' event, these events are infused with the best of care, informative health information, and tools for stress maintenance that will shift how you see yourself and empower you to begin to work in cooperation with your best life. This event is sure to put a smile on your heart and send your spirit soaring.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
That look on your face.
just Cynthia. She likes the way we look at her when we look at her with the love glow. My wonderful friend, Jess Cynthia. You can find her music at Jess Cynth. Well, actually, scratch that. JessCynthia.Weebly.com, new website. So if you want to get her beautiful music, which she has a lot of it, please go there. Yes, indeed. We're back. We have returned here on the playground. I am Ombasa Sofira. Always one with love. So speaking of love, speaking of wanting joy, the love glow, what do you have to look forward to? No. In this moment, yeah. In the next moment, what do you have to look forward to tomorrow? What are you looking forward to? So, as you ponder that, I'm going to ask, how large is your love? How large is your love glow? How large are your dreams for your tomorrows? I'm not talking about for the rest of your life. I'm talking about just for the next 24 hours. If you're hoping, what are you hoping for? If you're a believer and you're believing, what are you believing for? And if you're trusting, what are you trusting to see tomorrow in the next 24 hours? I'm saying, so because when we really stop to look at this, we really get a picture, an idea of how really big or how really small our baskets are. How large they've become or how small they've become. And we get to explore the whys, the root, the cause, and the effect. See, because I know that we all came to this earth bountiful, all expansive. Even though we came with not a stitch of clothing on, we were bountiful nevertheless, for sure. And we were as bountiful then as we are right now. Though most of us truly have forgotten it. Now, so I'm just taking it slow because it's like, with this information, this bit of information, we know that it's so important for us to begin to be reminders for each other about how bountiful we really are. To see ourselves all stand as the truth of something, yeah? Because we do. When we came in bountiful, we came in bountiful with gifts of love from our Creator. We came bearing gifts. It's like Santa Claus don't have nothing on us. Okay, we have everything. We've come with everything. Everything for this world. We came, landed on our feet right here, right here. A big bag of something. And we are a reminder to someone else of some aspect of our Creator, our Source, our God. We are a reminder of this to someone, somewhere. Everyone's just not going to see you. Your family, your friends, some of them don't see you. So don't look for that. Be open to resource yourself as your Source, as your Creator, as your God. At a moment's notice, when it's time to push apply. The apply button. Not to say okay, but to say, all right, here it is. It's time to apply. I'm ready to resource myself as my Creator who sent me with these bountiful gifts. You see, because with this blessed gift of life, we get to experience ourselves in our relationships, in all our relationships with others, with the other us. We get to express God's true idea. That is not a gift unless it is shared. Did I say that right? Okay, let's say it again, just in case. Let's say it again, just in case. It's not a gift unless it is shared. It's simply something else. And you're not a gift, and I'm not a gift, unless we decide we are willing to share all of ourselves. Not just a little bitty, 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 a little something, something. But all of it. So it brings us back to that question in the beginning of this conversation, this life conversation about value. What is your value today? How are you feeling about how much you have illuminated your soul? You came in with this beautiful birthday suit called the body. It's your birthday suit. You'll be in it when you leave, just like when you came. Yes. But before and after, you are soul, you are Source. That's where we belong. So how well are you shining your soul this day? Are you willing to expand? Are you willing to take it to the highest levels that you can go? Is it time? And are you willing to show up? Because being a universal giver is being willing to receive that love that you give others. Are you willing to do that today? Are you willing to be needy for your own love? Are you willing to be your own greatest lover? Well, I say yes. I say yes to the best to come, and that is already here. I thank you for always playing with me on the playground of life. I so enjoy these moments where I get to share all of my heart, all of my soul, and remember whose I am. So thank you for allowing me. Thank you for sharing with me. And as I go out today and I continue to play, I just want to say that the color of love for me is you. So I'm going to dedicate this song to all of you, my playmates on the playground. The Color of Love is You by Jess Cynthia. I will see you next week with bells on. And if you need me, call me. I'll be at the other end of the cord. You have it. Ombasa@ombasa.com. I am at your service. Much love, much peace, much joy to you. And I hope to be in your hometown and in your home really soon with Play and Heal. You can check it all out at playandheal.org, ombasa.com, and iwillplay.org. That gives you everything you need to know. All right. We're going to let it go now. The Color of Love is You, Jess Cynthia. Much love to you. Mombasa out. See you next week.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.